The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So you started writing more in the country vein. I mean, Jack Clement is also in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, in fact, Jack Clement is in that Hall of Fame. He's also in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He was inducted about, 3 or 4 years ago.
Legend, of course. Let's talk about some of your country songs from this era. You want me to just throw names out?
Sure, yeah.
I've Been Around Enough to Know. You wrote this with Bob McDill.
Bob is a guy that Alan and I met when we were down in Beaumont, Texas. We were down there from about 62 to 64. We stayed in a hotel down there, and they had this little tap room down there, and people would come in and sing a lot. And Bob would come in. He had a little folk group. And they'd be there on weekends. In fact, Janis Joplin used to hang out down there. That was just a little before me, but they said she would come in there and do her homework while she was listening to these bands play. We hit it off with Bob, got to be good friends. And then when Alan and I got moved up to Nashville by Jack, we got Bob to move too. We moved from Beaumont to Memphis to Nashville. We got Bob to move up to Memphis, and then Jack got us to move on from Memphis to Nashville, and we got McDill to move on up there. And we said, man, come on up here and we'll write some country songs. And McDill said, I can't write country songs. I don't know how to do that. But
he was wrong.
Oh, wow. He was very wrong. So we all ended up in Nashville.
Been there ever since. Thank goodness. So I've Been Around Enough to Know, one of your songs you wrote with Bob.
Yeah.
Another sort of song about a guy in denial.
This song's got a story. I guess all of them do, but we wrote this song for a girl. We thought this was a girl song. When we wrote it, the publishing company gave it to a guy. There was a Cajun singer by the name of Joel Saunier. I don't know if you're familiar with him or not.
Yeah, yeah. J-O-E-L?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Joel Saunier. He recorded the song. They put it out. And his record, if you've never heard it, you got to check it out. It was great. And he sang some Cajun French in the song. We thought it was going to be a smash, and it really didn't do very much. Bob and I love this song. We just thought it was a hit. And we pushed it around for years, you know, trying to get somebody to do it. And about 8 years after the Saunier record, a guy named John Snyder came into our office one day in the publishing company, and he had some moderate success with RCA. He was a pretty good singer. He wanted to go country. I mean, he loved country. And he came in looking for stuff. And I wasn't even there that day he came in, but they were playing him songs and playing them for a while. And he didn't hear anything. He said, I'll tell you what, he said, play me something that you would never even think of me doing. Just play me some songs that you guys like. And the guy was running the publishing company at the time, Bob Kirsch, he pulls out I've Been Around Enough to Know. He plays it for Snyder. And John says, man, I love that song. He records it. And when they put that song out, this is kind of funny. You know, there are a lot of pop singers, like if their careers burn out or whatever, they try to sing country with the thinking of, well, I can't make it in pop. I'll just record country, which country disc jockeys didn't like that. And they figured, you know, this is going to happen when John Steiner puts this country record out, as good as it is, they're not going to play it because they're going to have that attitude. So when they put the record out, it was on Warner Brothers. Instead of the writer's name, they just put a big question mark on all the DJ promotion copies.
So they wouldn't know it was a pop singer.
And they started playing it. And, you know, it's like people went crazy. And the song, it got such play and started selling. And then, of course, after they started playing it, they found out who it was. But that song was actually in the singles charts for 58 weeks.
Wow.
And had a number one record with it. And but anyway, talk about a story of a song, you know, started out 8 years ago with a record that didn't make it. And it culminates with John recording it and having a smash with it.
Well, I find it interesting. It was written with your intention of having a female vocalist do it. But,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of better that it's the guy who knows that the woman doesn't love him, but, you know, really is begging for her to keep him in some ways. Is that kind of...
Once he had a hit with it, it definitely sounded like a guy should do it. You know, once...
you can't think of a woman doing it now, right?
Yeah.
There's no personal experience on this one, right?
You know, we just wrote it and thought we had a pretty good song.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.